You gotta wake up with a purpose. If you've been through any type of mental challenges, depression, suicidal thoughts, one of the main things you have to start doing right now is conditioning yourself to get up with a purpose. If you can't find your purpose, don't get up. Because you're the type of person that, because you've had so many psychological, mental, and emotional problems, everything you do has to have a purpose and an intent. And it has to be clear within you. You get up and have a glass of orange juice with intent. And you feel that orange juice going in your body. You feel it nourishing your body, your soul, and your mind. Because you don't have time to play. You don't have time to play. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know this message is for you. If you're still listening to the message, that means you've gotten through the first minute of the message, and you know you still listen because it's for you. You got to get up with a purpose and an intent. You got to say good morning to yourself. You got to ask yourself, how do I feel today? What's going on inside of me? And have a real conversation. I would definitely include the Holy Spirit in that conversation. Just talk to Him. But I'm really an advocate for anybody who's going through mental illness, depression, suicidal thoughts. We can overcome, because I was once a patient as well. We can overcome together. We can overcome together. If we just combine our forces, combine our love, you and I can overcome this, and we can stay free, and we can live a healthy life. For whatever reason, life chose us to beat us up, and for whatever reason, you and I are not completely as strong as we thought we were, and life kind of got the best of us. But all through Jesus, and all through practical teachings of the Holy Spirit, you and I can come out and we can actually live life and life more abundantly. Now play this podcast again, because it's divine. It was meant to reach you right where you're at with no judgment, and to let you know in the name of Jesus that I love you. That's why I'm speaking to you, Elsie.